There's a brand new police actioner from Astro now showing in Malaysian cinemas, and it's doing gangbusters at the box office. This one is directed by Shafiq Yusof, who did Police Evo 3. This one is called Sheriff Narco Integrity. It stars Zul Arifin, Shafiq Kyle, Aaron Aziz, and Elizabeth Tan. And you know what? It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Can I just ask, are we surprised that it's good?
I think we're surprised that it's good because we see so many of these police-style movies. They seem to be a standard go-to genre for the Malaysian studio film. And a lot of it has to do with how successful the Police Evo movie was.
Yeah.
And because of that, whether it's Primeworks or Astro, they always churn out at least one or two of these a year in the hope that it's going to make money. I mean, it's Police Evo as the police actioner, and then there is the Pascal-inspired military procedural type thing that also keeps getting reissued, whether it's on boats or firemen or the Air Force or the Navy, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
They think they can make money off of a template. And so whenever one of these is good, I am genuinely surprised because J Revolusi, J Retribusi, KL Anarchy, they were all just middling mediocre movies.
Yeah, they were vehicles for explosions and exploding vehicles.
This one does have an actual story, some good performances, and it works.
You expect competent performances from the main guys, right? Like, no offense to those guys, but Sheriff had some terrible background actors. Sorry, no, not even background actors, but supporting cast members, right? Specifically, the Muhibah gang at the narcotics team.
The Muhibah gang, which always end up being in these movies, are pretty awful.
I'm sorry, but they were not good.
Let me get the criticisms of the film out of the way first. So I think my biggest nitpick with the movie is that it felt more like television than cinema. And I think some of the shots, some of the production, it felt very much like what I've seen on TV, and it didn't have a very cinematic quality to it. That was probably my one and my biggest criticism of the movie.
Quickly jumping in, I think the problem with it as well is the fact that it didn't even look like American TV. It looked like Malaysian TV from the 90s. A lot of the editing, a lot of the camera work, a lot of the directing really felt like TV. There were moments here where I was actually expecting an ad break because of the way the camera would cut to a wide shot at the end of an emotional beat. It feels like that moment in a TV show where the story will pause naturally for an ad break or a cliffhanger to a in next week's episode kind of situation. And that felt really weird.
I think there were also some decisions that felt kind of tonally off. So in the opening sequence, you see Sheriff take down a corrupt cop. He meets him. He sits down with him. He kind of talks him into confessing by showing him all of this evidence. And this guy tries to run away and escapes into his car. When Sheriff finally shows up at the parking lot, he has his steering wheel, which he has kind of dislocated from the car to prevent him from escaping. And a camera pans back to this character and he does this comical, no,
yeah,
which felt out of step with the rest of the movie.
Because he was at the beginning of the film, I assumed that the tone of the show was going to be like that. However, it doesn't, right? It very quickly tightens itself up. It very quickly becomes a very serious, almost Seven-esque character tones. The director and the camera work never actually matches that tone, but the lead guys like Shafiq Kyle, like Elizabeth Tan, like Zul Arifin, really feel like they're in this super serious True Detective / David Fincher Seven type thing, but it is never matched by the energy of anything or anyone else.
That's why I think it felt very television for me, or it felt very Malaysian television. That said, it didn't detract from my enjoyment of the film. My other small criticism of it, and this is maybe me expecting a little too much, but I felt that this movie had the potential to be something like Infernal Affairs, given where the plot was going, but it falls short. And I think maybe Shafiq and his writer were going for that, but trying to do something different, but then falling back on traditional Malaysian police actioner tropes. So there were some things that were fresh and different, but then the final action sequence kind of falls back onto what we're familiar with the exception of some twists that we learn about over the course of this movie.
There was no point in this film where I was bored until that big third act firefight that these teams have. At that point, I became bored because this just again falls into another Yusuf clan gunfight from across the hall. I mean, there were two teams in two separate locations, but the two separate locations look almost identical. And because all our heroes and even all our villains were all masked up to the nose, I couldn't tell where we were, which I found really just bad design.
I think that was my problem with the final act as well, in the design of the action sequences. And I'm not sure why they keep doing this. There is no need to mask up your bad guys or mask up your cops. It's a movie. You want to see where everyone is. You want to see who's getting shot and you want to see who's doing the shooting, right? Even when you're using secondary characters, it adds to the weight of what is actually happening in the sequence, because when nameless, faceless people die, you have absolutely no emotional connection to what is going on screen.
Even from a non-emotional point of view, I don't know who's who, especially in these films where, here's racist Bahe, the villains and the heroes kind of tend to look alike, right?
I mean, Bahe, no, Bahe, please.
Okay.
If you are a Malay villain in a Malay movie, you will definitely have a tattoo.
I know. But my point is that because you're masked up to the nostril, just from the little bit of skin tone around your eyes that I can see, I can't tell if you're the good guys or the bad guys. This isn't a Hollywood terrorist situation where you know the white skin guys are good, the darker skin people are bad. Here, they all essentially have the same skin tone. So I can't tell at a glance, or I'm sorry, at three frames of a gun firing, whether a good guy got hit or a bad guy got hit, other than the fact that as he rolls over, you see a tattoo on his shoulder, or you see like a dastardly mask on his face.
Those are our two biggest criticisms of Sheriff. Everything else about the movie, we really enjoyed. We think it is a pretty accomplished work for a Malaysian actioner. The reported budget, from what I've read, is around 6 million. So over the last few days of its release, it has already overcome that budget and made a lot of money. And so that's a good sign. At least it shows us that people are enjoying the film. And we did for the most part. A lot of it has to do with Zul Arifin. I think he is incredibly charming as Sheriff. He seems to be having a lot of fun with this character, this unperturbable, heroic, bribe-free internal affairs officer. And he is heroic in this one. He yes. comes across as being very cool and very heroic.
Yeah.
I think big, big ups to Shafiq Kyle, who plays Nasri, who is essentially the villain of the piece, but a complicated and conflicted villain. For me, why the movie works so well is because Shafiq Yusuf decided to do something different, right? In that from the very opening sequence of the film, we know who the bad guy is. We know the plot. We know where it's going. And because of that, the twists, when they come, are both surprising and earned.
That, for me, was the most surprising part. Because when I saw the trailer for Sheriff, my first comment was that there's a lot going on in this film. That it feels like maybe one too many storylines and plots happening here, because there was an implication of a sexual harassment thing. There was an implication of an internal affairs cop. Is the internal affairs cop good or bad? And then there's the murderous vigilante narcotic cop going around killing people. So it really felt like there was a lot here. But in this 2 hours and a bit action movie, it really all sort of settles in. It works out. This film does something that should be expected of movies, but a lot of local action movies don't do, which is earn their third act. What happens in the third act is earned. It's not just that it plot-wise makes sense. It's not like what happens to the character is foretold, is foreshadowed. It's that what happens to those characters, to each of these characters, is earned throughout. There's a payoff, right? It's not just, oh, that makes logical sense. It's a, oh, that is the only way that that could have turned out. And I thought that that was really impressive. I'm very surprised. I'm very glad at that.
I also enjoyed the fact that the female characters had stuff to do in this movie. In a lot of Malay action movies, they don't really have much to do except to serve as motivation for our heroes. Either they get raped or killed or kidnapped. I mean, there's one character where something bad happens to, and it is motivation. But for the most part, the female leads are actual characters who do actual kick-ass things.
What was it? Police Evo 3? There was that sniper lady who was cool, but really didn't do more than just be the sniper lady.
No, and even in Police Evo 3, the sister's role was pretty much to get kidnapped so you have something interesting happening in the third act. The movie has a lot going for it, and I think there were also some bold decisions with regards to stuff you don't necessarily see in Malaysian cinema. Corrupt judges, for example, is quite an interesting thing. I didn't know we were allowed to show that on the big screen. I thought there had to be certain prerequisites when you want to show a corrupt judge or a corrupt dato'.
Hey, man, remember, in Malaysia, even the prime minister can go to jail, bro.
I was going to say, Astro's being Malaysia, very bold with that line.
Yeah.
Especially given that the prime minister might be out on house arrest soon. Hey.
Yay. I mean, this movie was made a while back. So, you know, how could they have known?
How could they have known?
One of the really interesting decisions from Scope here is to make this a 16 movie, which means that they could tell certain stories without being worried about, I don't know about fallout, but just pushback, right? Oh, what will the kids think? Well, the kids shouldn't be watching this movie because they're not allowed to. And I think that decision was clever. And it feels like it's only a Yusof Haslam kind of guy who could do that kind of thing.
Yes. You need to have the kind of experience that Yusof Haslam has. You need to have the kind of clout that Yusof Haslam has, that Scope has, to be able to get away with something like that.
Yeah.
What I think will be interesting are the conversations that might happen around this film. Because even as I was watching it, and given everything that goes on in our country that we know about the inner workings of our country, a lot of the time I was sympathetic to Shafiq Kyle's Nas.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people will be because they're tired and fed up. And I think Shafiq Yusof does a good job in holding on to that moral ambiguity. Yes, there is something that happens later in the movie that kind of turns things on its head. But at the same time, you still think that Nas is doing the right thing because you can't trust the authorities anymore. So do you have to go and take things into your own hands? It's the whole idea of vigilante justice.
Yeah.
But I think it's framed in a way that doesn't cop out at the end.
Inspector Nas's sister, played by Azira Shafinaz, I think, tries to be that moral center that our police wants us to be, right? Oh, Malaysia is a land of laws. We have to follow the rules, blah, blah, blah. But there are times when Inspector Nas just goes, no, you can't. We as Malaysians have all felt that.
Also in framing these characters, I think Shafiq does a very good job in holding on to that idea that you can't trust anyone. So a lot of the time, in local movies, yes, there are traitors, there are rats, and someone will always be like, trust no one. But as a viewer, you kind of know who to trust and who not to trust. Throughout this movie, I was questioning everyone on screen, maybe with the exception of Zul Arifin, because the movie is named after him. I figured he must be the good guy. Everyone else, I was like, oh, is he suspect? Is she suspect? She looks dodgy. What is he up to? And I was constantly questioning everyone on screen, and I think he frames the characters in a good way, which is quite different from what he's done in the past and what other directors have done in the past.
For me, even with the sheriff character, there's a point halfway through this film where it wasn't until that point did I realize that, oh, no, no, he is the good guy. That point where he meets Tony Ifrit, it wasn't until that meeting where we see in the trailer where they have a big punch up that I was then only convinced that, oh, okay, Sheriff, I can trust. You're right. I can't trust anybody else. Well, except maybe Nasri, because we see what he's about. But
well, you trust that you know his motivations and that he is the actual villain of the piece. Yeah.
It wasn't until that middle point did I settle in on, okay, Sheriff is actually a good guy. But you're right. There is, it's like standing on a boat, right? You're constantly on edge. You're constantly unsure of where you're going to fall, unsure of who to trust and what to grab to.
That's the success of the movie. It's that constant push and pull. which most people don't do, which most people take the easy way out. And I really need to applaud Shafiq for doing that. It's the constant push and pull. And even in the third act, when you discover some new information about all of these characters, he doesn't use it to try and either make them heroes or actual villains. By the end of the film, there is still, I think anyway, some gray over everyone. Because I understand all of their motivations, I understand why they had to do it, and some of it is completely justified. And that, I think, is good, it's new, it feels fresh. Because as we know, with a lot of Malaysian movies, especially with movies featuring cops and robbers, bad guys can't win at the end. It's kind of written in stone. And so to be able to pull off something like this with enough gray is quite impressive.
We're not having to grasp at the fact that we want to see the ambiguity here. The ambiguity is very clear. And I think that that was very well done.
It's also not your typical Malaysian police actioner where there's just one mustache-twirling villain and then the police are kind of on his hunt, much like the Police Evo movies, for example. In this one, a lot of those sequences, yes, there is a big car chase scene, there is a big fight sequence at the end with a big shoot 'em up, but a lot of it is people in rooms talking at one another. They're sitting at tables and they're interrogating each other or they're questioning each other. And I think that's a rarity in Malaysian film as well, because a lot of times the writers and the actors are too afraid to do something like that because they're either afraid the actor's not good enough or the writing's not good enough.
In this particular instance, both of that were good enough. The writing was good enough. The acting was good enough. I think that there was a scene fairly early on where Zul Arifin's sheriff is sort of interrogating members of the narcotic team individually. I thought that was cut very well. I thought tonally some of the characters were weird because it felt like some of them got the note of like, oh, you're the funny guy. This movie didn't need that. There was also a different sequence later on where Shafiq Kyle's Inspector Nazri is hosting an interrogation that was quite tense, which was very nicely done.
Yet again, kudos to Zul Arifin. I think the way he played that was a lot of fun as well.
Also, hang on. We've gone about 15 minutes or so without having spoken about the Dato' Aryan Aziz.
Oh, of course. I forgot.
Can we just spend a couple of minutes to talk about the Dato' Aryan Aziz?
Definitely. Before we wrap this up, we have to speak about the Dato' Aryan Aziz, who seemed to be really enjoying himself.
He was having the time of his life. He is the quintessential villain in the Melayu's eye, right? Like, he is that Melayu. We don't know if he's Malay, right? Okay, that's not the point. But he's tattered up. He is strolling out of the courthouse, smoking a cigar with his henchman, who my father would generously call as having muka penyanga. And it was beautiful.
It was great. It was great. There's a fantastic sequence between Aryan Aziz and Zul Arifin where they get to, you know, beat each other up a little bit.
They get a flex, literally and figuratively flex.
And it was fun. It was well shot. It was a cute moment. Both of them seemed to be having a really good time. And I think the chemistry between them was very, very good.
Also, just that flexing sequence, Shafiq Yusof did a great job by not overextending that scene. Because he knew that scene was not important. It wasn't the scene where DSP Sheriff beats Tony Ifrit. It's not the scene. That's not the scene where one wins over the other. It was just a scene between two characters gauging each other out. They're trying to see if the other can hold up to them. And yeah, the fight ends in a draw, and that was great.
If you were disappointed in Aryan Aziz after seeing that really shitty Extraction promo video from Netflix, this one will make you happy because he's really having a good time and he's pretty fun.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
No, we think Sheriff is worth your time. It is a lot of fun. I think Astro Shaw seems to be putting the right kind of attention into these movies. And it seems to be paying off as well because audiences seem to be responding. It's doing very well at the box office and with good reason. I think Shafiq Yusof is on the right track. We haven't been the biggest fans of his previous work. Not everything landed. I really enjoyed Police Evo 3, but I think I may have enjoyed this one a little more.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go check out Sheriff. It's now showing in Malaysian cinemas. This is a movie well worth your time and well worth supporting. Let us know what you think once you've seen it. You know how to reach out, GogglerMY, all of our social media feeds. You can also email us on podcast@goggler.my or send us a WhatsApp on the Goggler hotline, 012-524-5208. Thank you so much for listening. This is the Goggler Podcast.